With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New Census Bureau population estimates show the United States' growth in metro areas slowed sharply as immigration dropped. Here's John Scott with the story.
The Bureau reports that the average metro growth rate fell from 1.1% in 2024 to 0.6% in 2025. The data covers a one-year period ending in July 2025. Metro areas along the U.S.-Mexico border saw the steepest declines as the number of immigrants fell. Big immigration hubs also saw significant drops. Miami-Dade County, Harris County in Texas, and Los Angeles County all took in far fewer immigrants last year. John Scott reporting.
Big changes on the way. International Olympic Committee says it will restrict women's sports to biological females as determined by a genetic test. Washington correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
The policy will go into effect for the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games onwards. The IOC adopted as a standard a test for the gene associated with the sex-determining region Y protein, also known as SRY. The SRY gene is responsible for the initiation of male sex determination. Transgender activists have insisted that men who identify as women should be allowed to compete in women's sports. Critics have long argued, however, that women's sports must be kept separate to allow women to compete on a level playing field, and that men enjoy biological advantages that undermine fairness in women's sports. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Well, stocks have had their absolute worst day since the war with Iran began as doubt took over again for the Holy Hope on Wall Street. S&P 500 fell 1.7%. Dow Industrials dropped 1%. The NASDAQ Composite plummeted 2.4%. Oil prices for the day rose more than 4%. This is SRN News. Well, Connecticut may crack down on homeschoolers. Correspondent Michael Harrington explains.
Democratic lawmakers are working on a bill that would make it tougher for parents to teach their children at home, adding new requirements that critics say are burdensome. If the legislation is passed, homeschool families in the state will have to submit their curriculums to local public school officials for approval and will have to fill out a lot more paperwork. Most homeschoolers are Christians, but many other people are now adopting the practice these days. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion questions will be before voters in at least three states. Missouri lawmakers asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks, but needs voter approval to take effect. And in Virginia, a ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom. This is SRN News. Well, this year's lone unblemished March Madness bracket has come from a youngster in Pennsylvania.
The only person left out of millions who entered men's and women's NCAA tournament brackets in ESPN's competition is an eighth grader from suburban Pittsburgh. His name is Otto Shellhammer, and the 14-year-old is enjoying his one shining moment. He is 48-0 through the first weekend of the women's tournament. He'll try to push it to 56-0 when the Sweet 16 takes place on Friday and Saturday. The record for ESPN's competition is 57-0. The odds of a perfect bracket are steep. Most mathematicians put the number at around 1 in 28 billion. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
It is seen as somewhat of a setback for the government. A federal judge has ruled in favor of artificial intelligence company Anthropic, temporarily blocking the Pentagon from labeling the company as a supply chain risk. More details, srnnews.com.